We're here with Saints running backs coach Joel Thomas, and we're at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. And Joel, not so much about this year's running back crop because, you know, obviously you guys can't tip your hand, but last year you guys got a plum out of the draft. What were some of the things about Alvin Kamara that jumped off the page for you?
Well, you know, you go through this whole process, and it's almost like a courtship or a dating process where you're getting to know the person. And you know, obviously the combine is the first time us as coaches, our staff, we get to meet this person firsthand and get to know them and kind of get their history or their what's got them to this point. You know, what's made them successful, what are maybe some of the fallbacks they've had to endure, you know, during the course of time. But you know, this is our introduction. You know, a year ago at this time, where you know, we sat in our formal interviews with Alvin and the rest of the prospects at that time. And you know, I remember him walking out of the room, and we're all like, "Hey, this guy's bright." You know, I hadn't really seen the football yet. You know, mm-hmm. That's something that as we get back after the combine, we watch a little bit more tape and do the study. But we knew that this prospect, you know, he was bright, intelligent, really level-headed. You know, when he went through the whole process, whether it was getting asked a difficult question or something that you know, may spurn laughter or whatnot, he just seemed even keeled the whole time, and that was something that you know, we really liked when we watched him or met him.
Yeah. Now, when you look at the tape, what jumped out? Because you know, we saw the ability, but you know, I don't know if a whole lot of people can gather all of that from what we saw at Tennessee. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're all guilty of the ability or not seeing what we saw during the course of this season because. Mm-hmm. He was taken in the third round,
yeah.
You know, so everybody passed on him at least twice. Some did it three times. But I know for a fact the game that jumped out for me a year ago when I was evaluating him was the Texas A&M game. I think that game you saw kind of everything that he's done over the course of this last season with us, you know, except for I don't think he hurt anybody in that game. But, you know, you saw him catch the ball. You saw him run with power. You saw him run with vision. You saw his balance. You saw the ability to score, the ability to have big plays. Just that game was probably the epitome of what he's done this last year for us. You know, and as the season went on, I know he endured an injury after that game, and I don't know if he quite returned to that form. And you know, there were times he flashed, but I don't know if he ever had that game show up on his last year at Tennessee.
Yeah. You've been at this a while now, so obviously you know what you like. What makes a Saints running back?
Well, we're tough. We're competitive. You know, those are the inside, the intangibles that we have to have. But obviously, you know, we're looking for great vision, patience, the ability to do the dirty work, whether it's pass protection, whether it's getting to a check down on time. You know, a little 2-yard route. Sometimes it may seem unimportant to those that aren't, you know, that are outside this building. But that might be the timing that Drew's, you know, he's got his first read, second read, and our third read is the check down. The back's got to be there for him. So just the little dirty details that's the utmost importance for that room. You know, obviously, you know, the man upstairs has blessed all the guys that are in that room with, you know, ability and athletic ability and all that stuff. And we just try to maximize that with, you know, with our study, you know, our plays that we put on paper for the players and let them go play without having to play slow.
Yeah. Two Pro Bowl running backs, obviously an exciting time for the franchise.
Yeah,
first
yeah.
time it happens, I think, since like 1975 or something mm-hmm. like that. But what about for you? What did that mean for you?
Well, that's something as it happened that you're just like you're caught in the process of the season, so you really doesn't sink in at all. And then when we got to the game, I was like, this is kind of cool. You know, you know, we got two guys here. Didn't have to teach a bunch of guys the offense that we were doing for the Pro Bowl, but, you know, I'm happy for them. You know, I know how hard they work. I know the hours they're put in. You know, for myself personally, I want the big prize. Yeah, the Pro Bowl is just kind of it's icing on the cake and all that stuff. But you know, we're trying to create this culture or have this standard that we're going to be the best room in the NFL. And when you say that, that means you're the best room in the world. You know, as far as football goes. So you know, that's a standard that you know obviously we've set this last year. And as we go back and evaluate and to say we're going to duplicate those numbers. That's hard to say because it hasn't been done before, mm-hmm. you know, in the history of the game. So, you know, that's something that, you know, we're going to try to go and match and surpass. And we're not going to be a secret to anybody out there. But that's the whole mentality you have to have is we're not going to rest on our laurels from this last season. We got to go and, you know, try to see what we can fix to get better that maybe we missed on some yards. You know, I'm not going to say we played perfect at all. But we need to make sure we capitalize on those missed opportunities. And you know, those two guys, the rest of the guys in that room, the great thing about them, they work and they realize that there is room for improvement.
Mm-hmm. not necessarily that you guys are looking for one, but what does this year's running back crop of rookies, incoming mm-hmm. rookies, look like?
I think it's a solid class again. It's comparable to last year's as far as, you know, there's some talent there that's going to be in the first round. I think you got a good pull in that mid-round range, whether it's, you know, third, fourth. You know, now I've got to get in and study, you know, a handful more of these guys. But I remember a bunch of them from, you know, my last time recruiting. That's kind of the tail end of the college ties I might have. And, you know, I still remember some of these kids coming through. And you know, it's one of those deals that, you know, there might be one there in the third or fourth round that, you know, might be the rookie of the year next year. You never know.
You never know.
You know.
All right, that's Saints running backs coach Joel Thomas. We're here at the NFL Scouting Combine. He already coaches two of the best, and maybe in the future he'll be adding someone to the stable.